Yes, hi, this is Richard Naiveha Werdeman, attorney for the Mauna Kea Hui.
That's the umbrella name for Mauna Kea Anaina Ho and the individual.
And also Kahea, the Hawaiian Environmental Alliance.
What do you make of this agreement by the Supreme Court to take up the case?
We're certainly encouraged that the Hawaii Supreme Court decided to take a direct review of this matter. There are certain requirements that must be met in order for the court to grant such an application, and one of them being whether the court considers the matter to be one involving an imperative or fundamental public importance. And so we're quite encouraged that the Supreme Court issued a unanimous order today granting our application for transfer for direct review by the Hawaii Supreme Court. And depending on how the Hawaii Supreme Court rules, they could affirm the decisions below granting the conservation district use permit. They could vacate those orders. They could remand the matters back to the circuit court and ultimately to the Board of Land and Natural Resources for further proceedings. There's a whole variety of things that the Hawaii Supreme Court could do with the issues before it.
But they couldn't decide that there were, for example, insufficient mitigation measures taken or that the criteria were not met. That's not the kind of decision the Supreme Court could make.
They certainly could, and that would be consistent with them reversing the issuance of the conservation district use permit.
That would, though, ultimately send you back before the Department of Land and Natural Resources or not?
I think if it sent matters back to the Board of Land and Natural Resources, there may be some further proceedings or records that the court felt needed to be made. If the court felt that the substantial evidence clearly weighed against the issuance of the permit, they could essentially just reverse the issuance of the conservation district use permit altogether. It would be up to the applicant to decide what course to take at that point, because if the court vacated the CDUP, they would have no permit at that point to go forward with construction. So it would really depend on how the court views the issues, the facts before it, and you know what it believes is necessary for proper resolution of this case.
Does this move by the court agreeing to take the TMT case, does it indicate they see any kind of connection between this and the Kila Kila o Haleakala case?
The order didn't indicate that it did. There were similar issues raised in both appeals, and the decision in the Kila Kila case is still pending as well.
Yeah, no kind of time frame coming to mind for you here.
No. I'm sure it will take the appropriate course and measures in properly adjudicating the issues before it.